Hello, 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 and welcome to the Terrific Tuesday Teleclass. I want to thank everyone for joining me here today, live on the line and later on the recording. I really do appreciate and am so grateful that you take the time out of your busy schedule to come and join us, to listen, to have a great time with us. My name is Carla McNeil, and my direct email is carla@retirewithcarla.com. That's retirewithcarla.com. And that's my direct email. And my phone number is 877-767-7544. I do love putting these terrific Tuesday teleclasses on. It really is a lot of fun for me, well, a lot of growth. And if it can assist you in any way, I am very grateful and glad you're listening. So, as always, if you're too shy to ask your questions live, please do send me an email. You can give me a phone call, let me know, and I will do my best to address them either, excuse me, online or later on the telephone. We do love receiving those questions. I got a couple in today that are like, they're more social media questions, but hey, keep them coming. We just absolutely love it. As always, I am looking for people who want to play in that team environment, people who are willing to be coached, mentored, and supported, and achieve that life of their dreams, and move on in to the doing what I want, when I want, with whom I want. So I'm going to dive right in. I want you to grab a piece of paper and a pen that writes. And today's Terrific Tuesday teleclass is about patience. Like, okay, where did mine go? I have had a very interesting week. It has been extremely busy as I'm preparing for two new products. I am creating a workbook for the 30 tips and techniques for finding customers and clients online using social media marketing tools. And that will be out this long weekend coming. It's a long weekend here in Canada. And then I'm also preparing another product for which combines a lot of this coaching and mentoring that happens with the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. So, as a result, I'm learning some new stuff and it's been a very busy week. However, I've still been writing my articles and I've still been posting my articles. So, my story is about my articles and my own lack of patience, which is why I am here today talking about patience. I had a topic in mind and I was searching online for just doing some research on this specific topic, and I found this great article that was very similar to what I wanted to say. My topics weren't going to be exactly the same, but kind of the outline was kind of similar. So I took the article and I did a big no-no. I copied and pasted it into my eZine Articles account. Now, I normally don't do that, but I was tired and I was exhausted and I was just telling myself I needed to get this done, I needed to get this done. So I copied and pasted it in there and then I was just going to follow the outline and write my own article. Well, how many of you have ever done something when you were exhausted that you regretted later? I'm standing here putting up my hand because boy, did I regret it. I ended up doing a very poor job of writing my own article. And I ended up with two paragraphs in my article that were exactly the same as the article I copied. exactly the same because I never changed them. And I know that's plagiarism. That's a big no-no. You don't do that. However, I never noticed it. I was just, I gotta get it done, I gotta get it done. And I submitted it. So that article was taken a little longer than normal to be published, and I was watching for it to be published, and I was watching for it. And then all of a sudden I went into my EZNIC article account, and oh, there's this great big huge red banner, problem, check email. And that happened on Friday. Now, EZNIC articles work Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, where whatever time zone they're in. Actually, they work more than 9 to 5. I've had articles that have been approved at, you know, some early hours and some late hours. So they definitely work more than that. And I really appreciate the fact that they have human beings preview the articles before they're published. That's the reason I go with EZNIC articles first. I publish there first in case I screw up big time, they're going to catch it for me. Just like this time, they caught it for me. So I sent them an email. I apologized. Said, you're absolutely right. I'm so glad that you caught this for me. My reputation's at stake as well as yours. And no, I don't want plagiarized articles out there under my name. But it was the weekend, so I'm stressing over it. I'm stressed about it. I never heard from them until this morning. And what I had done was I had gone in and actually written the article that I wanted to write. And what they wanted me to do, and I misunderstood, was they just wanted me to delete the article altogether. Bad article, make it go away. We're not going to publish it, just delete it. So I did that this afternoon. Nope, late this morning. And I've only just checked my emails because I went back and forth with them three times with different emails today. And my account is finally back in good standing. So that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. That's 5 whole days. And who put myself in this situation? I did. I have no one to thank but myself, because I was exhausted, I wanted to get it done, and I didn't stop and think. I didn't practice any patience. Here's a great quote by Soren Kierkegaard. Patience is necessary, and one cannot reap immediately where one has sown. I should never have published that article. If I'd had the patience, if I'd stopped and taken a look and read through it one more time, I'd have realized that I was attempting to post an article that was partially someone else's. But I didn't. And developing the patience is just like developing a muscle. And that patience muscle is going to give you the ability to tolerate frustration. Now, I have had, over my 5-year journey, which is coming up, 5-year date, August the 5th, 2010, escaping from my slave camp, but developing that patience muscle. Now, definitely I was stressed about this because EZNIC articles is one of my major sources for traffic generation to my websites. I write good articles, I provide good information, and people go and check out the website and ask for more information. That's what it's all about, is providing that good information. So that is one of my very prolific sources of internet traffic. And I definitely don't want to lose that. But I was stressed over this. However, over the past 5 years, I have been developing that patience muscle and practicing. So I wasn't as stressed as I would have been in the past. And developing that patience muscle allows you to overcome the challenges that happen to us all the time. Things, we get caught in traffic. Someone gives us an answer we don't want. We don't get a promotion that we want. We don't get the house that we want. It's those things happen in life. And unfortunately, in today's world, it's all about instant. It's about microwave. It's about instant gratification. It's about getting everything now. I want it now. I take a look at the way some of the newer people are coming into the workforce. And like, I'm a human resources consultant, so I see a lot of new people coming into the workforce, and they're expecting to walk into middle manager jobs with absolutely no experience. So that patience muscle hasn't been very well developed yet. So there's that whole feeling of entitlement, of expecting to be able to just walk into those higher paying $50,000, $60,000 a year jobs, instead of realizing that, okay, you know what? They have to demonstrate that they can do the jobs. And sometimes that means starting out at the $20,000, $25,000 jobs. That world that we live in today of instant, that instant gratification, give me now, give me now, give me now, does not assist any of us in developing that patience muscle. So what can you do to practice being patient? So I have a couple of options for you. And one of them is eliminating your stressful situations. But believe it or not, when you eliminate your stressful situations, you have more energy to handle what happens, whether that be different. Now, just like today, I went into slave camp. I was off yesterday, and a number of things happened yesterday, and someone asked me to come to a meeting first thing this morning. And I knew what was going to happen in this meeting. But because I have some tools, I was able to do some deep breathing exercises, let some of the stuff go, go into that meeting with that whole attitude of, how can we make it better? Things have gone wrong. Yes, things have gone wrong. How can we make them better? And I walked out of that meeting very satisfied. But I had to do some work up front to help eliminate the stress so that I could handle that meeting in a more productive manner. What do you do to reduce your own stress? Do you do some deep breathing exercises? Do you go and exercise? There was hundreds of things that different people do to relieve their stress. We all do different things. For me, it's some of the breathing exercises and getting myself to relax. So reducing and eliminating some of that stress is going to be very, very effective for you in helping you practice patience. Because, like everything else, patience takes energy. If you're using all your energy on stress, you don't have any left for patience. And we need it for patience. Another one is taking your time. When you come upon a situation where you feel stressed or agitated, do something to calm yourself down. Whether it is a walk around the block, listen to some music that helps calm you down. Take a few deep breaths. Run the picture through your mind of what it could look like, what you want it to turn out like. So take some time to think about the situation, to visualize what the best possible outcome can be. And it really will assist you in reducing some of that stress. And the big one, what I didn't do when I published that e-zine article. Think before you act. Oh, if I'd have only thought, hey, I'd have saved myself 5 days of worry. Now, it didn't stop me from doing everything else, but I still was concerned. So, thinking before you act, consider what the results of your actions will be. And give yourself permission to say, no, I'm not going to do that, or yes, but I would like it this way. Give yourself permission to say yes or no. So one of the things, well, four of the things that I personally do to assist me in developing that patience muscle is to, number one, to consciously pay attention to detail. We all have situations where we're more detail-oriented than others. When it comes to doing some of the stuff online, oh my goodness, I can be really detail-oriented. When it comes to doing some other kinds of computer work with numbers, oh my goodness, no, I'm not so detail-oriented. By making yourself pay attention to the detail, you will start to develop that patience muscle. It's actually going to assist you in taking your time. Right? Those three practices that you can put into place in order to practice patience. So, paying attention to detail. If I'd have paid attention to detail on that article and have read it one more time, I would not have published it. So number two, knowing when to stop. Now, how can you practice patience by knowing when to stop? You can get so caught up in a project or an event or just a task that you're doing and you want to get it finished, you want to get it done, or even you want to get it over with. But you go past the point of where you are effective. Practicing patience is knowing when to stop. Okay, I realize this is going to take me a little longer than I originally thought. I need to stop. I need to take a break. And normally what happens when you stop and you take that break, you go and do something else, you get some fresh air, you take a nap, you go to bed, you actually get more done later. And the quality is usually better. Number three is paying the price. Boy, did I pay the price. Understanding that every single one of your actions comes with a price. And you need to be willing to pay it. Now, if I had gotten all upset and started ranting and raving about e-zine articles and, oh, how dare they not publish my article, and I would be negating the fact that I did it. It was my fault. I did it. It wasn't e-zine articles. E-zine articles was actually protecting me, but I did it. So understanding that even if you don't like the results, you still need to pay the price. Sometimes the price is really good. My patience, that I practiced, in the nice emails that I sent to them. I didn't get upset. I didn't send them a nasty email. I sent them apologetic emails and thanking them for catching it and paying that price is critical. You've got to understand that everything you do has a price tag on it. Whether it costs you time, whether it costs you money, whether it costs you relationship, whether it costs you energy, everything has a price. And number four is living in the moment. When you live in the moment, you're focusing on what you're doing, and you're not making as many mistakes. You're not making as many bad decisions. Yes, you plan things out. You have what you want to do in the future. You organize your life. You have appointments. But right now, I'm focusing in the now. I'm here. I'm living in the moment. And when you do that, it really does help build up that patience muscle. Because I'm not always thinking, oh my gosh, I got to be doing this down the road. Or where am I going to be? Oh my gosh, am I going to find a parking spot? Oh, is that person going to call? Is that person going to join the team? How many customers are going to buy my new workbook? Living in the now, enjoying what you're doing right now and giving it the focus and the attention that it needs. And you practice patience by doing all of those things, by paying attention to the detail, knowing when to stop, paying the price, and living in the moment. Sometimes it takes a lot of persistence to be able to do that. But guess what? Each and every time you're building, just like when you go to the gym and you build those muscles when you go to the gym, you build your patience muscles. So each time it gets a little better and a little better and a little better. And you will be amazed at how much more you can handle when you take and you release the stress that is built up around something, and it gives you more energy to practice that patience. Taking your time and thinking before you act. So, patience is necessary, and one cannot reap immediately where one has sown. That quote by Soren Kierkegaard. Practicing patience in your life is so valuable, and it actually makes life more fun. It makes life easier. It really is a wonderful muscle to develop. So, I'd like to thank you for listening to the terrific Tuesday teleclass. And I just want to let you know that over on the social media marketing tips, I will be producing a workbook. It is in the final stages, and that workbook will be available over on butterflynetworking.com. And what it will help you do is to find those customers and clients for your own home-based business by using some of the social media platforms that are out there today: Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Twitter. Now, there will be a charge for this workbook, and this workbook has been created for those people who are interested in receiving all the information now instead of going to butterflynetworking.com and signing up for the free tips but they will come one at a time over a 30-day period. So it will be your choice. Cool. But then that's good for this call. Are you going to practice patience and just get the free tips one at a time? Or perhaps you have a lot of time right now that you can devote to learning how to use social media, and it would actually be more effective for you to get it all at once. So I have created it in a workbook format. I've actually spent 40 or 50 hours creating this workbook, and it would be my pleasure to be able to offer this to you this coming weekend. And you will be able to find it over on butterflynetworking.com. As always, I value your comments. I value your questions. Please do send me an email or give me the phone call at carla@retirewithcarla.com. Or the phone is 877-767-7544. Keep those questions and comments coming. I do love to hear from you. I am so grateful when those come in. It makes my day. And I look forward to hearing you on the next terrific Tuesday teleclass. Bye-bye.